Blackstone Audio presents August Heat by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. Chapter 1. He was sleeping so soundly that not even cannon fire could have woken him. Well, maybe not cannon fire, but the ringing of the telephone, yes. Nowadays, if a man living in a civilized country, hears cannon blasts in his sleep, he will, of course, mistake them for thunderclaps, gun salutes on the feast day of the local patron saint, or furniture being moved by the slime buckets living upstairs, and go right on sleeping soundly. But the ringing of the telephone, the triumphal march of the cell phone or the doorbell, no, those are all sounds of summons in response to which the civilized man, has no choice but to surface from the depths of slumber and answer. And so Montalbano got up out of bed, glanced at the clock, looked over at the window, gathered that it was going to be a very hot day, and went into the dining room where the telephone was ringing wildly.
"Salvo, where were you? I've been trying to call for half an hour."
"I'm sorry, Livia. I was in the shower. I couldn't hear." First lie of the day. Why did he say it? Because he was ashamed to tell Livia he was still asleep? Or because he didn't want to embarrass her by telling her she'd woken him up? Who knows?
"Did you go look at the house?"
"Livia, it's barely 8 o'clock.
"I'm sorry, I'm just so impatient to know if it's all right."
The whole business had started about 2 weeks before, when he'd had to tell Livia that, contrary to plan, he would not be able to leave Vigata for the first half of August because Mimi Augello had been forced to take his vacation earlier than expected due to complications with his in-laws. But the change had not produced the calamitous results he had feared. Livia was very fond of Beba, Mimi's wife.